The future is a hefty responsibility and not one that we take lightly. But then taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com.
It's easy to create your dream kitchen with Clearview Cabinetry at Menards. With multiple finishes to choose from, you'll be sure to find a style that fits perfect for you. Clearview Cabinetry offers features like soft closed doors and drawers as standard and cabinet accessories to match your unique style. Explore Clearview's cabinet options and start designing today in store or on Menards.com, where you can find more of our great deals going on now. Save big money at Refresh your home today at Menards with window images, blinds, and shades. We have everything you need for updating your window treatments. We carry vinyl, aluminum, and faux wood blinds, cellular shades, and more. Save big on window treatments at Menards. Plus, get them cut to width in-store for free. Visit Menards.com and view our entire selection of window treatments today. Plus, the weekly flyer and other great deals going on now. Save big money at Menards.
Today on the Mike O'Mara Show.
Make sure your pantry is always stocked with ingredients for a quick 15-minute dinner. Then when things get hectic, that's your fallback instead of, oh, F you. I hate people telling
Make
me
sure
what
your
to
pantry
do.
Is stocked with a gun and Don't then kill yourself, John Tesh.
Intelligence for your life. I'm John Tesh.
I'm with you. You remember my dad? Do you remember the story I tell about
exactly
my dad's funeral?
That's exactly what I thought about.
Where he had galoshes on?
Mm-hmm.
The rubbers that they put over the shoes?
Which is weird because Catholics are usually against rubbers.
You're right. They're covering on the local news whatever festival it is. And it's a strange world that we
live
in.
By the way,
right,
Mike, Annapolis, sad you moved away. Bush is coming.
Bush? The Bush. Band?
I think it was the band. They were vague.
Very cool.
I always thought Bush was so nice.
Yes. Oh, I know you did. I've seen your collections.
Thank you.
All that and more. The Mike O'Mara Show starts now. Mike O'Mara, Radio Entertainment. You can listen to The Mike O'Mara Show at MikeO'MaraShow.com.
Well, what have we here?
It's a podcast.
Fine.
And what excitement we have today.
It's The Mike O'Mara Show with Mike O'Mara and Rob Spiewak. Now, here's Mike.
Hello, Rob.
Oh, hi, Mr. President. How are you?
We don't do it as much as we used to, but it really is what the country's talking about today. Apparently.
But don't you think we should be talking about it more? It's the biggest story, but no one's talking about it.
It's a weird world we live in.
It really is.
It is a weird, weird world that we live in, and one can only speculate. Now, I listen to what is referred to in certain circles as mainstream media.
Okay.
So.
All right, Mr. Liddy.
Mainstream media. I listen to mainstream media, and
sure.
Because you don't have cameras in the courtroom for the Donald Trump trial, you're getting through the anchors a recap of what the proceedings are. It's positively maddening because
it's filtered.
They've got the talking heads and the analysts going at the same time, where this is where we are so weird in this country, where can you think of a trial more important to be broadcast live for everybody to see?
No, well, maybe the Johnny Depp one. Because
Amber Heard?
Yeah, the coil.
By the way, thank you for calling me Magnum today. I appreciate it.
Yeah, Thomas Magnum. You look good in your flowered shirt.
So when I'm in the car and I'm listening to my news channels, I hear, so-and-so just said that he's recapping and the closing statements. But I'm getting it probably third hand.
At least. That's why, Mike, you got to do what I do, is I follow the entire trial by the sketch artist.
Well, in real time.
In real time, yeah.
That would be more like the guy
2 weeks ago who his big takeaway coming out of the courtroom was how Trump kept falling asleep and farting.
Yeah, yes. Well, there was
and
that.
Like,
yeah.
That was a big news story that for
was,
a day.
That was, I know that was what it who was. Should cover it, actually. Now that it's over, it's too late.
Pauly Christine.
Exactly. And he would, right up until the president would speak, he'd cut off his phone.
And as predicted, I don't know who predicted it. Maybe you predicted it, Rob. It would go away. That story has no legs.
Gone.
It's gone. Richard Dreyfuss, not as relevant as he used to be. So it's off to another screening, and we'll do it. So today, now it's the big watch, but it's just the norm.
Yeah.
It's the norm, and then I don't know. I am no longer able to successfully tap into the mood of the country, and I cannot predict.
You used to be my barometer, Mike.
I can't be anymore. I think time has passed me by. Yeah. I think that's
all
what
I was
it
ever
is,
able
exactly.
to do was predict the winner of American Idol. I was never good at politics.
I was never really good at politics. I was shocked, by a lot of things in the political landscape, and the rules have changed, and the seriousness of issues that are important to me, that has changed.
Yeah.
And as far as the trial is concerned, on the large scheme of things, I couldn't tell you one way or the other. The only thing I can tell you is what I know from Law and Order, that it only takes one juror to acquit.
Exactly.
Correct?
Well, I think they have to be unanimous.
They have to, so, which means?
But they won't acquit unless it's a deadlock. Because, I mean, they have to be unanimous in one way or another.
Now you're confusing me.
No,
you just said the same thing.
There could be a mistrial as well.
Right.
If they can't come to a decision.
All right, I didn't realize
you just
that.
Did a Dennis Murphy answer.
No. Again, Mike, I'd like to apologize.
How about this?
I'd like to apologize for not understanding
how the
system works.
I just said it only takes one juror to acquit.
I thought the way it worked.
And you went,
that,
you don't know how a jury trial works?
I watch more Law and Order than you do, but apparently
a jury, let me explain how it works.
Okay.
All right? You go into a juror's room, and it has to be, to convict, it has to be unanimous. That's it.
Okay.
That's the only rule you have to know. Do you not know that?
Well, I thought that until it was unanimous one way or another,
let me tell,
they
right,
kept you
I
going.
I think it's time that you came clean and told the world that you really didn't go to Virginia Commonwealth University.
Mike, I believe what I just said emphasized that I went to VCU.
You just
by not understanding. But I will say this. I got out of jury duty once because Miss Bobby wrote me a note.
How did you think it worked? Just out of curiosity.
I thought it had to be unanimous one way or another.
No.
I think Rob's saying they will not let the jury out of the room until they make a decision.
I'm on 12 Angry Men.
Right. And that's the way you're setting it up. They've
but 12 Angry Men was, if you remember 12 Angry Men, the gist of 12 Angry Men was convincing one holdout who wanted the man to be guilty.
He was one of the angry men. He was very angry.
They and then you take jury polls, and in the end, if you can't convince everybody that it is a unanimous verdict, then the guy, you're not even paying.
No, I'm
you
listening.
Don't even care. I can tell by looking at you.
You always decide that I don't care. You're what else, like, do I have to focus on right now?
I'm
looking at you on TV
in the Spiewak bubble in Leesburg, Virginia.
Yes,
that you. With a college degree under your belt, that you don't understand the very basic essence of a jury trial, which means one guy, one juror. That's all it takes is one juror to say, not interested,
doesn't
not guilty.
Work that way in dramatic television, though.
Yes, it does work that way in dramatic television.
No, because they try to convince him for like ever, and then he gives in, and then they're guilty. That's how it works, from Happy Days to
what
The Odd Couple.
What don't you understand? You just confirmed what I just said.
Well, I suppose
if you're
I
in
did.
A Rob Spiewak.
Yes. Can they do it in 22 minutes plus commercials?
In a jury trial.
Yes.
In your Law and Orders.
Yes.
What are they trying to do with the
Put
juror?
The guy, they're trying to convince him.
Convince him of what?
Guilt.
Right.
Okay.
So why are they trying to convince one guy of guilt?
So they can make him pay the price that he has earned by breaking the law. And you know what, Mike? I am so sorry that I don't understand this. But I come from a family of law-abiding citizens, and so it's never been an issue.
Well, did you at least watch Robert De Niro's big speech yesterday morning?
I did not.
I didn't get a chance to see it.
Oh, it was fun one. Soft-spoken De Niro, and he had
He's very angry at Donald Trump.
Angry, wrote something down. Somehow it brought 9/11 into all of it and Trump. And
wow.
Meanwhile, there's car horns honking and F Joe Biden chant outside the courtroom, all while De Niro is trying to speak through it.
And then they showed Jaws.
I will tell you that, Rob Spiewak, one final word on this so we can move past it.
Yes.
Although I have to acknowledge my shock in your lack of knowledge over the basic rules of how a jury works.
I understand.
That now that you understand, the reason these are dramatic issues are because if there's a holdout,
right,
you can't convict.
Okay.
That's the way that works. So if there's a holdout and all it takes is one juror to say, no, I'm not going along with it. And then that's it.
Are there any famous jurors in this?
Oh my God, look what I found. I'm wearing my new shirt.
Yeah, you're wearing a Tom Magnum shirt.
Brand new. This shows that I don't watch. Look. Hold on. I'm going to zero in on this.
Oh, this is a humble brag right here.
Right. Showing off the new size.
Oh, look at this. Here's the size.
No, I didn't do this. This is not a scam. This is not a scam, Rob Spiewak. This is not a scam.
Mike, it only takes one of us to prove that it's a scam, and I say it's a scam.
It was a dark shirt. You don't know what a jury trial is.
I do now because you taught me.
I'm just...
Right.
Mike O'Mara, president of civics.
Yeah, mock me all you will, you moron. My God. So today...
Okay, to get to it, is he going to be found guilty?
I don't believe with only one holdout needed, I think that he will be acquitted.
I tend to agree with you. I
think they will drag it out for days for more TV time.
You think the jury has been contacted by NBC, by CNN, by MSNBC?
This is Kristen Welker. Can I speak to
the jury,
please?
Can you make it go as long as possible so we can get it?
It's been a news story for a month and a half now.
That's the trial.
Yeah.
Right, I get that. But there's no way they're going to wrap it up on a Wednesday.
If they do.
Today's Wednesday, yeah.
It's Wednesday. If they wrap it up today, the odds, from my viewing of, is that he would be guilty.
Yes.
If they make a quick decision.
Yes, that does make sense.
That's the way it is.
That does show up in movies.
Yeah. Now, one of the big controversies yesterday, as I was watching this, was... In the closing arguments by the defense, they said something along the lines, do you feel this man should go to prison? And the judge got very upset because the jury on this particular trial has no responsibility to pass sentence. They simply have to decide whether he is guilty or not guilty. So the judge was angered that the...
Does the judge decide the sentence based on guilt?
I believe it is the judge's sentence. But what he was concerned about was the going for the sympathy vote, sending poor, humble Mr. Trump to jail.
I
don't think he would go to jail under any circumstances.
Questioning the methodology of the defense, asking that is just going to cement those who already want him guilty to vote double hard that he's guilty.
The people that didn't want to send a president to prison would be influenced by concern.
Was he really a president, though?
Rob Spiel.
I looked back on it, and I don't think he was.
Josh, have you learned anything about Rob during this segment?
Yeah. It's modern news. Story that's on every TV all day.
Right.
And he doesn't know what's going on.
He doesn't. That's because he doesn't care. He's watching Gone with the Wind.
Last night I watched the human comedy, Mike. Be nice.
There he is.
The Secret Service has started to make arrangements in case there's prison.
Oh, okay.
So apparently they did reach out to Rikers or something to talk to them.
Well,
about
that's
Rikers.
That's
God, I think
no
I think of Rikers Island as being like one of the nastiest places.
No,
you'd
send
ever
them to
Rahway
up in Carteret.
Rahway is the that's the federal penitentiary, correct?
Yeah.
Oh my God! All I remember is when I went to college at Marist College in Poughkeepsie, New York. And I was driving home, and I had to take a bus home. I didn't have a car up there, and I was taking a bus back to Hartford, Connecticut.
Were you
and
driving
No, I was not. I was riding on the bus, and we stopped. I want to say Greenhaven. If somebody wants to look up Greenhaven, I think that's what it was. And I remember you drove up a driveway, and there was nothing that looked more prison-like than this prison. It had the high concrete wall, and there was an individual who was dressed, how shall I say, it was a male who was dressed in very feminine clothing. And with nail polish and everything. This is back before this became as common as it is today. Because I was a underclassman in college, and I remember noticing that. And this person was getting off the bus to go, obviously, visit somebody in the prison. And
with
I remember thinking
that had a file in it.
No,
my Greenhaven Correctional Facility is in Stormville, New York.
I'd love to know. That's interesting.
And
that's
it's open right now, but apparently it closes at 4 p.m. I don't know how a jail closes, but that's
well,
what
probably
it says on the
visiting.
Internet.
Probably visiting.
Could be
hours.
Visitors. Yeah, yeah.
I would think is Greenhaven. What does it say anything more about Greenhaven there?
Do,
as far
do
as
they
maximum?
Have an auditorium, you know, theater.
A theater. I don't know, but that probably was where
they house 1,800 inmates.
That would mean probably maximum security. I would think
so, yeah.
I'm just saying, I haven't heard a podcast travel to do live shows in prison.
Wouldn't
Seems
that
like
be
a
fun?
A lot of people that could listen.
Oh,
that
like the first time since Johnny Cash
captive
is
audience.
Out.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Yes.
The idea of, this was the second experience I had where when I played Little League football.
I was going to ask you about this.
Little League football. I don't know how they pulled this off.
Yes.
They had us go to a minimum security correctional facility in Northern Connecticut where we played an exhibition football game for the inmates.
Yeah. And after
I mean,
that,
can you, you think it, that probably wouldn't happen today.
Probably.
Right?
It would not happen today at all, ever. You
we were,
do
we,
that.
There were, I was close enough to hear, inmates talking
about
I
you?
Remember about no I said I remember I'll never forget it. One guy goes, I got hair on my uni just like you. That's what somebody said.
Wow.
I don't know what the context was. It was weird.
Yeah,
it was weird. But
was there an auction of any sort after the game?
There was not.
Okay, well that's
what
good
for
anyway.
The children you mean?
Yes, for the children.
God, no. It was
Trinkle Tots.
Yeah, it's
the child catcher.
But you know, listening to Rob, who really does have a college education, it's even though I sometimes like to single you out on this, I think you are kind of symptomatic of where we are as a nation.
I think probably the everyman. Yeah. I would not think that a lot of people
care.
No. Well, I mean,
I don't know whether anybody cares enough to make this something that's on the tip of everybody's tongue. I think we're aware of
it. Let me cite this. Is that this is ostensibly a touchstone in American history. This is huge. This is like a war or an assassination. This is the possibility of a president going to jail.
Well, I don't know if he would go to jail or a president being convicted
okay,
of a crime.
I'm just saying what could happen.
And there are actual wars going on now, too.
Yeah. Right. Today on
the American people also don't really care.
No, I'm thinking maybe a segment is we pull in the top news stories and what does Rob actually know about them?
Okay. What do you know about Gaza?
Gaza is, there is a terroristic attacks on both sides. Israel is a founding.
Let's move on to the next. What do you know about Ukraine?
Ukraine was attacked by Russia, and Putin is a bad man.
Civics with Rob Spiewak, ladies and gentlemen.
This is just what comes across your Facebook feed.
Pretty
it's
much.
It's just headlines.
But the local news this morning spent more time talking about the fact that there is a music festival coming to Annapolis than they did this trial.
Right.
And if I'm guilty of that, it is probably because of the selective nature of what Mike said, the mainstream media.
I'm going to agree with you. I think if you want to know really what's going on with this particular, you have to seek it out. The exclusive news channels that are populated by people that, you know, that's what they listen to. I don't listen to it as much as I used to, but I listen to the coverage, and I find the coverage to be maddening in that, once again, it's all speculation, and I guess that's all you can do. Yeah. That happened with back with the OJ trial, really. That's when Court TV came into existence, mm-hmm. and it became trial coverage for theater, for sport. But the defense for Donald Trump is claiming that this is not a crime at all, and that it's not a crime to hush money to a porn star, which it's not. But the crime that's charged is that he covered it up, and there was a cover up for it, and using the power to influence the presidential race. And that's where all this comes down to. And we shall see. Question for both of you. Do you believe that when this comes into the when the jury comes in with a verdict, if he is found guilty, do you think this will be a bigger story than if he is acquitted? That's the question I have.
Guilt. Well, yeah, because the guilty verdict would be sexier, be easier to turn into something.
I think you're right. I think you're right.
And I'd like to apologize for not knowing current events. It never was my job.
Mm-hmm.
So it's,
what do you mean,
not
your job?
I mean, I wasn't ever called upon to do news coverage or analyze things like that. And it's just not really what I do. I apologize. I'm not good at it. Mm-hmm. And Mike is right. If it's unhappy, it doesn't mean as much to me. I don't like unhappy.
Do you think unhappy would be a dictatorship in the United States?
That would be unhappy.
You might be unhappy at that point.
Wait, am I the dictator?
No, you're not.
No, then it's unhappy.
And if you were the dictator, you would be the dictator from Chitty Chitty Bang Bang. I forgot the name of the town where the kid catcher is, but it's a fantastic dictator, one of the great ones. Josh, do you think it's going to be a bigger story, guilty or not guilty?
I think the Democrats made a huge mistake, and they just want the story to go away, because I think no matter what, it's going to make Trump even more popular.
Okay. So you think regardless of whether he is guilty or not, it will not change the...
I think guilty is going to make him even more popular.
Okay. All right. That's
Josh brings up an interesting point. Again, another thing mishandled by the Democrats.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, really. I mean, it's...
Well, how mishandled by the Democrats? I'm just curious.
Don't you think they should be screaming from the mountaintop every day that this is going on?
It's such a strange landscape that we are living in, that you have an acceptance of a behavior from one of the candidates that's it. It's already been established of what kind of human being he is, and so it doesn't affect his base at all. As a matter of fact, as Josh pointed out, he strengthens his base even if he's found guilty. I believe that. Will he strengthen the people that have to vote for him in order for him to win the presidency? That is another story. Whether that happens,
funny.
I don't know.
It's almost funny when you use hatred or disagreement with the government to unify a people. It's almost like it's happened before.
Zeke, but we'll wait and see. I think that what I don't believe is that this is going to go on and on and on for TV ratings, because the TV ratings don't matter. This is going to be interesting to see, and it is not they were talking about the defense attorney who was a former prosecutor, and when he was a prosecutor, he did a lot of cases that were gang-related and murder-related, and that in and of itself is a much simpler type of crime to prosecute and to just even defend. You've got murder. You know, did he do it? Did he not do it? This has multiple layers.
Shades of gray, Mike.
Of what would happen. So we'll have to wait and see. And as I said, you're right. They're covering on the local news whatever festival it is, and it's a strange world that we live in.
By the way,
right,
Mike,
now.
Annapolis, you moved away. Bush is coming.
Bush? The band?
I think it was the band They Were Vague.
Yeah, it's a very late 90s, early 2000 music festival.
Very cool.
I always thought Bush was so nice.
Yes. Oh, I know you did. You still do, as a matter of fact. I've seen your collections.
Thank you.
That's it. But we'll wait and see. We'll see what the end result is. And the other major news story of the day is that after I put down my Boston Red Sox, they were able to come back last night and beat Josh's Baltimore Orioles.
Yeah, 8-3, little loss.
And having Josh involved with the show and knowing his passion has ignited my passion, because I've got a little show rivalry now.
How many games in the series, and how does it stand?
We're 14 games in the series, Rob.
That seems high.
No, they're three or four. I think
it's a three-game series.
Three-game series.
So we're two in.
Yep.
So tiebreaker tonight.
Rubber game, which is another term I've never quite understood. The rubber
Isn't
game.
Isn't it also oftentimes called the rubber match?
And I am living in a fun little sports world now by going back and forth between the Florida Panthers, which I've developed. I don't want to say a fandom of, but an interest in.
Your poor father.
I am. Well, my father was not a diehard hockey guy as much as I was, and I have been a dirty, dirty little cheater when it comes to fan loyalty. If you go back with my hockey loyalties, I started with the Boston Bruins, and then we got a team in my hometown, and I became a New England Whalers followed by a Hartford Whalers fan because they were right in my backyard. Then when I went away to school, they sold the Whalers to the Carolina Hurricanes, and I adopted wholeheartedly for many, many years the Washington Capitals. And now I have moved out of the D.C. area.
But your hockey fickleness, how long before it bleeds into New York Giants blue?
It won't. It won't. Because I've been a lifelong Giants fan and a lifelong Red Sox fan, and that will never change. It can't. Okay. I'm just telling you the way it is. But with hockey, because early on I started jumping around, now I've taken an interest because they're playing a New York team, and I'm not always a New York fan. I was a Boston Bruins fan. You can't be a New York Rangers fan when you are a Boston Bruins fan, and that's how it started. So I am very interested in the Florida Panthers, a series that is now tied at 2 against the New York Rangers, going back to Madison Square Garden. And so sports back to being highly entertaining, watching the baseball last night and watching the Red Sox play, arguably on paper, one of the best baseball teams, as Josh will tell you, in the major leagues right now.
Yeah.
So it's a lot of fun.
Thanks to that win, the Red Sox are now 8.5 games behind.
That is the type of dig right there. That's what I, Josh, you know I enjoy that. You know I enjoy it.
I got
8.5 games and back in first place. That's what they're doing. And this
is surmountable. They can overcome that.
Another subject that you are, is there, would you, since I've covered it and Josh and I have talked a little sports.
Yes.
We've talked a little politics. Would you like to bring anything to the equation that interests you? So far in the opening segment today.
In the opening segment, yes. As a matter of fact, I'm pretty pissed at America in general.
In what particular category?
All right. I'm not going to make this dark, but I will complain. I went to my Uncle Sam's funeral yesterday, and a funeral.
We found something he loves. That's it. Okay.
Death. But this has very little to do with death, Mike. This has more to do with
coming in. You wanted to talk about your funeral experience yesterday.
First of all, wonderful service overall. Beautiful. Great way to remember a guy.
Church service?
Yes, but rather non-denominational the way they handled it. There was like an optional communion. You know, they made
it. But it was in a house of God.
Yes, right. the Galilee Church of Sterling, Virginia. Mm-hmm. And it was gorgeous. He has three adult kids.
Puff the magic dragon.
Why? No, that's Hanalei.
Oh, Hanalei, I'm sorry.
Galilee is biblical, Mike.
That's right, see.
Galilee.
A subject I'm not that well versed in.
Go ahead. I'm going to talk about the letter of Paul to the Corinthians next.
Yes, the Corinthians. Ah, see, you're fresh off the service. Go
but,
for it.
But it was a beautiful service. His three kids eulogized him, which was just wonderful and sweet and heartbreaking. The service had great music. But let's talk about what you do when you attend a funeral. When did it become okay to wear a sports shirt in a bright, vibrant color to a funeral?
Oh, you don't. Now, look, I mean, I've been to a lot of services. I am old school. I'm now an old man. I have to tell you, I am old school when it comes to anything around a memorial service, whether it
right.
be a viewing, whether it be a memorial visitation where, you know, please, for the love of God, spit the gum out before you come
yes.
in, you know, that those days,
I saw more and more of stuff like that. I mean,
you know?
This is, I mean, I love the fact that you're respecting the man by coming to his service.
Yeah.
But put on a tie. Every guy that was old enough to wear a sweatshirt.
No, no more ties.
A tie is a stretch, I think.
Mm, okay, then
I mean,
I'm
in
more
today's day, I'm
than
just
you.
Telling you, not that I wouldn't like to see it, but if you're going to a funeral, you know, I believe in it, but it's just
I counted also, Mike, I counted 6 Stanley water bottles that were brought into the sanctuary.
Well, that seems like a small number.
You think?
Yes.
Now you're the Josh.
You
you're the churchgoer. You're the churchgoer.
Sunday and yeah, there's 25-30.
Wow. So the Stanley
that blew my mind though.
I'm with Rob. I'm with
see
Rob
someone
on
slurping
one.
On a big water bottle because they can't sit down for an hour and 15.
Yeah,
I think somehow we've encouraged as a society for people to carry cups around and drink all the time. The kids have to bring water bottles to school.
Yeah,
and
that's true.
All the girls are bringing the Stanley Cups.
Yeah,
and
this is true.
The churches started it with giving coffee out in the lobby, and now everyone's allowed to bring drinks into the service.
Now, certain
can you
services-
imagine bringing in a soda with your mom when you were going to church when you
no!
were little? No.
But that's you. Kind of spent some time in the Catholic Church as I did,
yes.
growing up, and it was a big deal where you know you went in, and you know the only beverage you were going to have would be the wafer and the wine. You know that's
yeah.
what it was going to be. So I get it. And now,
I remember
now,
the first communion, Mike. You weren't even supposed to eat or drink that morning.
I remember that.
Yeah, you had to go in fasting. And
I
now they're bringing
that.
In water, and I don't know. Probably someone had a fruit roll-up. I didn't
see
it.
So it was a Catholic church, but a non-denominational service.
It's a Methodist church with a
Methodist
Catholic
church.
Leaning.
Okay,
yeah.
So that's kind of non-denominational.
And also, Mike, I know you can relate to this. The celebrant, because I don't know what denomination he is. I will call him a celebrant. He was great.
Preacher.
He knew my Uncle Sam, and he had great stories to tell in his homily, sermon. But A, if you're not coordinated enough to read the Eucharist while you're preparing the wine and the bread, don't try to do it at the same time. Because he was going back and forth from reading to breaking the bread and pouring the wine.
Like
and
he hadn't done it before?
Yeah, most of the time that's memorized.
A lot. No, he was reading it. And Mike, you'll definitely appreciate
what,
this.
What, he had trouble with it? With the actual...
He was just, he didn't have it memorized. And it was like,
but they've
break
done
bread.
It, but he's done it before, right?
Yeah, absolutely.
So you're saying the rhythm was off.
The rhythm
was
way off.
He was going back and forth.
And he was a big pauser. And on a long funeral, that's not what you want. And Mike... I appreciate the fact that you're there and you're donating your time to celebrating a great man, but please don't wear off-brand athletic shoes under your vestments. Put on hard shoes.
I'm with
please.
You.
Please. I know.
I'm with you. You remember my dad? Do you remember
yes,
the story I tell
I
about
exactly
my dad's
thought,
funeral?
That's exactly what I thought about.
Where
yeah.
he had galoshes on?
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Or, you know, or the rubbers that they put over the shoes.
Which is weird because Catholics are usually against rubbers.
Bada bing, bada boom. I'll never forget it. And it's old school. Look, I know what you're talking about. You're talking about a ritual and a formality of ritual
yeah.
that adds a level of, it's like going to a formal dinner of some kind.
Where right.
if you're going to a state dinner at the White House, you're not going to wear certain. So perhaps you just for not necessarily the viewing or the visitation the night
no,
before.
You can
come from work
for that.
You can come from whatever you're doing. But when you're actually at the funeral, I don't know. I agree with you.
I was offended.
Yeah.
I was a little offended by it and bothered. I guess bothered more than offended. I mean, I just wanted to go up to certain people and say, are you wearing your best hoodie? Is that the best hoodie you got?
That was my question. Were they older or younger than you?
Well, by this point, they're all younger than me.
Because I haven't worn a tie in 15 years.
Okay, I would say
I've been to funerals, and I didn't wear a tie.
The people that were younger than me tended to wear a shiny shirt, no tie. Just a shirt. Usually,
now, what do you mean a shiny shirt?
Like a button-down shirt?
Yeah, like a collared shirt, but shiny, you know, not like an Oxford cloth.
Right.
Like maybe a sateen. And the older people were the ones that were wearing the yellow and the pink and the light blue sport shirts. And also, the older people, they could not wait to get to the reception after the fact. There was a small reception with snacks and food. And, you know, there's the slow procession out with the casket. And the second that thing hit the door of the, they were out and going around corners and taking left turns and sneaking to get out. They were there for the event. And it felt to me a little less reverent than it should be.
I get what you're saying, because when you're talking about a memorial service, there's a level of decorum that you want to see. You're a traditionalist.
I am.
In the first way, and I respect that with you. I respect that you've given eulogies. I've given eulogies. It
hardest is hardest speech you can make.
It's hard to do, and it is. And one in particular was hard to do when they actually had me read the words that they had written for my friend Jimmy, But the thing is, when you're in there, there is a, what's the word I'm looking for? I want to have a level of solemn respect that is just for a moment, you know, where we can not be comfortable just for
that,
a moment.
You know
where
what?
We can be,
Mike, that's it. You have to be able, as a sign of respect and decorum, leave comfort aside for 70 minutes. That's all we're asking.
The lack of, and when you go back in our history, you will have, decades, just keep subtracting the decades, and you will see back in the day, look at 1930s New York, and you'll see people walking along the streets with jackets and ties, and you'll see jackets and ties worn at sporting events, and you will see that.
On airplanes.
And then this is just the gradual, and then it became restaurants where, you had to wear a tie and a jacket. Then it's a jacket. Now very rare is the time where you will have to wear a jacket in a restaurant. And
they still enforce hard shoes in some restaurants. They won't let you wear Birkenstocks.
Rob went on a cruise, Josh, one time where they actually booted him out of the dining room because he was wearing sandals.
Right, but, not hard shoes, closed toes.
Well, you know, but the shoes they gave me,
were
very hard.
So you've, in your own way, violated the standards, and I certainly lived down.
The dinner was not celebrating a great man. The dinner.
I understand, but it's the same thing. In a way.
Yeah,
it's,
I wore a
it's
coat.
A decorum. It's a decorum, though.
You're right.
You wore and a jacket with Birkenstocks?
Of course. It was the
That's
cruise
so
lifestyle,
gross.
Man.
That is, no, it wasn't.
Ooh, yes,
it was. Lazy sloppy.
And then it was pirate night, so I had to put on my puffy shirt.
Okay, very good.
But I would dare say that dinner on a cruise ship is a very different situation than a funeral.
But it's the casual nature of what we've become.
The casualization of America.
We don't have any more decorum in that way. It just doesn't exist. And it hasn't for quite some time.
You're
and
true.
That's why
you're true. You, but I hate it. I hate it.
I know. I do too. I understand it. I understand, because you want everybody to be wearing a dark suit and a tie and really make it a special formal thing. And you're pining
for
something you won't get.
Except for the women who should be home taking care of the kitchen.
Do you think that the level...
Not really.
Thank you, Richard. Richard Dreyfuss. That's a throwback to yesterday's show.
Yes.
Do you think that the level of decorum for a funeral service is affected by anything besides just, people caring? Or do you think it's just the way they were, the way they grew up? Where nobody's there, I think you and I might come from a world where we're told, are you going to wear that to a funeral?
Yeah.
You know what I mean? That's what's going to go down with that.
My cousin Mark was, he married into a Japanese family. And when he was dropping his kids off at his in-laws, he got chastised for wearing a dark blue suit. They said, you wear black to a funeral. You don't wear dark blue.
Yeah.
So I think there are cultures that it is really a big deal. I think it has to do with how we're brought up.
Yeah.
I'm proud that my kids dressed properly for it.
Mm-hmm.
Because it's the last bastion, I think, of when you need to dress to show respect. And I'm loath to let it go. And it just pissed me off. That's all.
Well, I hope you don't go to a funeral of somebody who was a parrot head, because that'll that'll really disappoint you. It really will. We're going to take a break. When we come back, we got the round table. And later in the show, daycare news for all of you that use daycare all day. Mm-hmm. And a little minor thing that happened to me yesterday. I almost killed somebody on I-75 down here in Southwest Florida. Nothing big. We'll be right back, everybody.
He's 6'4".
Hey, big boy.
He loves the O's, hon.
Baltimore is the world champ.
And he's quite charming when he's dropping those consonants.
Never heard it done better.
He's Josh Soroka, and he's the man to turn to if you have any technical issues with TMOS.
He could fix a computer with a hairpin and a piece of duct tape.
Hit up Josh by sending an email to support@MikeO'MaraShow.com.
Josh is a computer genius.
Attention sports fans, do you love winning? Of course you do. That's why you need to check out Prize Picks, America's number one daily fantasy sports app with over 5 million members. It's super easy. Just pick more or less on 2-6 player stat projections, sit back, and watch the winnings roll in. How about a guaranteed win every week in September? Yep. Just one, yes, one, Caleb Williams passing yard gets you a win each football weekend this month. That's 4 weeks of easy W's. But don't sleep on it. This deal vanishes when September ends. But wait, there's more. Worried about injuries ruining your lineup? Relax. Prize Picks is the only real money daily fantasy platform with an injury insurance policy. If your player leaves the game in the first half and doesn't return, your lineup stays in play. No more stressing over those unexpected injuries. This weekend, I'm taking Derrick Henry for more than 70 rushing yards and Daniel Jones for less than 193 passing yards. Two picks I feel great about. The best part is you can win up to 100 times your money with just 4 correct picks. So what are you waiting for? Download the Prize Picks app today, use code TMOS, and get $50 instantly when you play just $5. That's right, $50 free. Just for giving it a shot. More winning, less stressing. Prize Picks is where the fun begins. With MyBookie, you're not just watching football, you're cashing in on the action. Risk-free bets, thousands in cash prizes, and epic rewards every single week. The best part is, you can bet on any game, anytime, anywhere, straight from your phone. Check out MyBookie.ag and use our code Mike O'Mara to get started. It's MyBookie's 10-year anniversary, and they're rolling out the red carpet for bettors. Bet big and bet confident with risk-free Thursdays. If your boosted bet doesn't hit, you'll get your money back. Weekly, no sweat, win-win bets all season long. For those of you who have been playing with MyBookie, they've got something for you too. A brand new loyalty rewards program. In MyBookie Plus, it's simple. The more you play, the more you earn. And as you progress through the tiers, unlock exclusive promotions, epic giveaways, and cash back in your account. Make your football season a winning season with MyBookie. Bet anything, anytime, only with MyBookie. Remember, MyBookie.ag and promo code Mike O'Mara. No spaces, no apostrophe. MyBookie. Light 'em up!
Welcome back to the Mike O'Mara Show, everybody. I love cool packaging, and this is no exception
Here. Good.
You would think that this was perhaps some sort of electronic device. It's not. This, ladies and gentlemen, is the box containing laundry sauce. You know, my laundry detergent used to come in a big, stupid jug. And the smell, never really cared for it. Now, laundry sauce, oh my God, I just got the wonderful smell.
Isn't it great?
There are the little pellets right there. Aren't they pretty?
Pods, Mike.
Keep them away from your child. Anyway, that's why I switched to laundry sauce. You're going to love laundry sauce, people. They've partnered with one of the top fragrance houses in the world, and it smells amazing. My favorite scent, definitely Australian sandalwood.
My whole house kind of smells like laundry sauce. Now, is this the Australian sandalwood?
Yes, it is. As a matter of fact, it is.
All right.
And it's funny, last week when I started using it, I was seated at my desk. I said, what is that pleasant smell?
Nope. Wrong. Siberian pine. I knew it was not the right one. You might have the sandalwood.
That's my favorite, yeah.
I have Siberian pine. Oh my God, I love
but
this.
But they have lots of scents to choose from. And I was sitting in my, and I said, I'm the one who smells so good. It's great.
They've stripped away all the unnecessary ingredients, and they maximized hardworking stain fighters to ensure that your favorite clothes come out looking brand new. And it's not just pods. Laundry sauce makes scent boosters, dryer sheets. I got those over here, too. They're my Siberia. Same smell. Siberian pine dryer sheets right here. They've got a lot of good stuff at Laundry Sauce. Dryer balls, fabric softeners, even candles. Plus, if you aren't happy, send back your Laundry Sauce for a full refund, no questions asked. Elevate your laundry with Laundry Sauce. Now is the time to check it out. Head to laundrysauce.com/TMOS and use promo code TMOS at checkout for 15% off. That's the best offer you'll find, but you must use our code TMOS for 15% off your order. One last time, that's laundrysauce.com/TMOS. Promo code TMOS for 15% off, everybody.
Mike, the Kraken is so excited. Because you know what? We're advertising Laundry Sauce on a podcast.
We start today with a lady we were talking about yesterday on the show, Jennifer Love Hewitt. This is funny. I love this story. She has to film a lot of heavy emotional scenes, as you know, on the show 911. And she gets herself in the mood by watching pimple popping videos.
Oh, Jennifer, no.
Now, listen to this. This is her method. She does it, quote, because it's really enjoyable, A, and B, it doesn't mess with my headspace. It doesn't take me out of the drama headspace and into a happier headspace. She adds, I find it hard to look at pictures of my kids while I'm doing crying scenes because then I get really happy. So I tend to watch pimple popping videos.
You know, it would take.
I guess we look at pimple popping videos in kind of that dead way where our brain isn't really functioning, right?
Now you like them, right?
I don't. I will stop and watch occasionally. Liking them, seeking them out, that is not the case, but I will watch an occasional lancing.
We're tied there. But do you get really pissed when they draw it out too long?
I hate anything on Facebook Shorts in particular where someone will spend 13 seconds trying to lift a rock up to a tomb and then it will cut as soon as they lift the rock up. That type.
Exactly.
And then you will click on subscribe to see if you can get more information and you won't get more information.
No,
I still have not solved that code and I might sound like a rube by doing this, but I never get the satisfaction of finding out what that short was about and what the payoff was. So F you and your families too by putting that thing out there. It drives me nuts. I hate it. I really
You
do.
Wouldn't believe how many people were watching pimple popping videos at the funeral.
On their phones, those
on their phones.
Insensitive bastards. On the flip side, having those kids to go home to after she's done filming tough scenes is key. She says, the second that I walk in the door, it's like I just have to be silly, so it lightens my mood right away. That's JLH, your favorite star.
That
right
diminishes
there.
Her in my eyes. I'm sorry, Jennifer, this must stop.
What? What's wrong with you? What's
Don't
the matter
watch,
with you
if
today?
She's seeking out pimple popping videos, no. It's not what I want in my next wife.
Okay, next wife. Women can be creeps just like creepy guys.
Oh.
Here is a case in point. Gaetan Matarazzo from Stranger Things.
Oh, the kid with the teeth.
Once he got hit on by a woman in her 40s. Yeah, this is a little disturbing. When he was a teenager.
Was her name Merle?
During a recent podcast appearance, Gaetan said the woman came right up to him and said, quote, I've had a crush on you since you were 13. That's odd. And she added, quote, I'm aware of the age difference. That's even creepier. The woman's 13-year-old daughter was with her, and even she couldn't believe it. She said, quote, "Mom, what the F?"
You know what that is, Mike? That is cringe. That is cringe right
well,
there.
Well, that's the my kid, I told you when I thought Carla was in the car coming out of the community.
Yes.
And I said, "Well, hello," with the window all down. And my son's in the back seat going, "Cringy, Dad, cringy, cringy." Gaetan has also been touched inappropriately over the years. He said he's had a few butt grabs for sure. He is 21 now. And I can't
picture that, him being 21.
Yeah.
Because he was just like a kid.
You love
guy.
That show. And it's no longer good.
Yeah.
It's no longer on, right?
I don't think I don't think they're coming back because they're all like he's 21. I think the girl is 40.
I think I just saw a photo where they're shooting a new season.
Oh really? But they're so old now. How can they make it work?
I don't know. High school thing like that. They go to college and continue.
There you go.
like Saved by the Bell.
Stranger Things 13. That's what it is. The 2023 to 2024 TV season, since we're talking TV, is in the books. Here are the top 10 most watched series and their average viewership. The first three, all football. Sunday Night Football, Monday Night Football, Thursday Night Football, 19 mil, 11 mil, almost 20 mil, almost 12 mil, and Monday Night Football and Thursday Night Football, one had 11.98 million and the other had 11.97.
Wow.
Tracker. I don't want you watch that show on CBS.
That's got the handsome guy from This Is Us, and it was a CBS show.
Yeah, I've seen a couple episodes. It was really pushed hard during football season,
and they rolled it out. It was that show they run after the Super Bowl.
Boy,
so
CBS doing really, really well.
That's
four,
great for them.
Tracker, NCIS, Young Sheldon, all CBS. The FBI, also CBS. Then the first NBC product is Chicago Fire, followed by Blue Blood, 60 Minutes. And here are the top five most watched networks and the average amount of viewers. Bringing up the rear, Fox News is 2.1 million. Fox Network, 3.3. ABC, 4.2. NBC, 4.8. And CBS, 5.56 million viewers. I didn't know. I wouldn't have. If you'd asked me that randomly, I would have told you I didn't believe
Speaking
that,
of
right?
funerals, CBS yes. doing well. I still can't believe they canceled 60 Minutes.
Stop. Behave yourself.
I miss it every Sunday night that it's gone now.
I know
Never
you
again.
Do. You're a big fan. Grocery store prices still up only 1% in the past year, but a similar 21% in the past 3 years. So we have had the inflation hit already,
right.
Just not in recent memory. Still, yeah. Cooking at home will always be the cheaper option. Here are five smart ways to save money. Here are five smart ways to save money on food.
I didn't realize you were going to be here today.
Intelligence for your life. Lean more on generic brands. Thanks for telling me something I already knew.
Yeah, exactly.
Number four, snack less. Well, F you, John Tesh. Number three, stop wasting food. Oh, here's one. I can't do this. Eat less meat. I can't do that. I'm not eating
meat.
Less
is so
meat.
Expensive. It really is.
And stop being too busy to cook. Well, nobody's too busy to cook. They're too
lazy.
Well,
Mike, I want to stop being too busy. And if you're buying generic brands, let me recommend a big bag of Malto meal cereal.
Make sure your pantry is always stocked with ingredients for a quick 15-minute dinner. Then when things get hectic, that's your fallback instead of, F you.
Make sure your pantry is stocked with a gun and
don't
then kill yourself, John Tesh.
Intelligence for your life. I'm John Tesh. Bring out the handgun at dinner time. That's what you should do, everybody. You've seen medications that warn you not to operate heavy machinery under the influence.
Yes.
But would it be weird if a product warned you not to operate a tractor under the influence of pancakes?
I'm listening.
Yeah, I know. Yeah. Nothing really to say. Someone posted a label from a bottle of pancake syrup, and it went viral for this warning on the back. Quote, do not freeze and keep away from tractor and sun. On syrup. Naturally, and I don't say syrup, I say syrup.
Syrup.
Naturally, people are confused about why it should be kept away from tractors. One person joked, how quickly we forget. Doesn't anyone remember the great tractor syrup tragedy of 1963?
Well, you're just being silly, John.
But it turns out there is an explanation. The product is from the United Arab Emirates.
Syrup? Oh, that's where I get the best syrup, yes.
That doesn't make sense. Come on. It's an Arabic, it's Arabic on the label. It's also translated into English, and it was just a bad translation.
Oh, okay.
Well, that's what you get
I've got the picture here. There's no English on the label.
No English on the label at all.
It's not, so it's not even sold here.
Right. It was supposed to say keep away from the heat, not tractors. Oh. The difference between those words is one small dot in Arabic. So it sounded like tractors. That's it.
Josh, how do you say syrup?
Syrup?
There it
is. There you go. And there you have it.
There it is. We just wanted to confirm.
Well, that's why I've avoided the word funeral.
Do you have trouble saying funeral?
Yes. I have to funeral. You know, it falls right in line with Plasky Highway.
Thank you.
You know, I don't mean this in anything
this
beyond
is an untapped
what it is.
Resource we have on the show
and
now.
Mike, it's adorable.
I've been told. So, my mom has gotten wind of this.
Yes.
Because I guess my dad's been watching every morning.
Oh, that's great.
Hey, hi, Dad. How you doing, Mr. Shroka?
She's been checking with siblings, and apparently I get this from my dad.
Siblings.
No one else has left off the G except my dad.
Siblings, all right.
Wow. Well, but didn't you sort of theorize it's because you're the oldest, right?
I'm the oldest,
and so you've been around it longer.
Around it longer, but it's from my dad.
Word of the day: we will have a Josh Soroka word of the day from now on. Siblings. Today's word of the day, and finally, police say two people were accused of having sexual relations right in my backyard at the Naples Pier. Monday.
Not literally in your backyard.
I don't have a pier in my backyard. I don't have water in my backyard. Down at the Naples Pier, the one that survived, I believe.
Okay.
Yeah, of course, it's there. So Fort Myers Pier did not survive Hurricane Ian. People were having sex in front, and there were kids there. That not cool.
No, that's bad.
After being confronted by police, the woman jumped into the water. That's according to the Naples Police Department. A fine outfit, Rob. Fine outfit.
I'm getting in the water.
They received multiple calls about a man and a woman having sex on the pier through the locked gate around 4:30 p.m. When officers arrived at the scene, they said they found Alicia Razzo and Zadok Westfield actively engaged in intercourse.
Wow.
According to the report, they both stood up, looked disheveled. Then they were told to stop by the police. When that happened, Ms. Razzo jumped in the water before she was picked up by the beach patrol.
Oh, no.
Westfield, the man, did not flee, and he was escorted off the pier by police. Ms. Razzo received charges of trespassing, disturbing the peace, and resisting an officer. Mr. Westfield received high fives and a round of shots from his buddy. There he is. Yeah,
it was amazing, Mike, that they both had time off from the syrup factory.
Oh, there she is. There, isn't she a dear? Look at her.
Yeah. Oh, and her eyebrows are so pronounced.
Oh, my. That's, that's a shame. She shouldn't have jumped into the water and really should think more clearly about her partner.
Oh, there he is, Razzo.
There he is.
Hi,
that's
Razzo.
A great way to end it. We have to take a break. We'll be right back, everybody. Oh, I love it. I love it when we have faces. That's awesome. Hey,
Razzo.
Hello, friends. We have some exciting news as we continue to maximize your bonus show experience because easier access means more fun. First off, the bonus show is now available only on a monthly basis. However, current yearly subscriptions will stay valid until they expire, so it doesn't affect you. That's nice. But keep in mind, old monthly subscriptions from the previous site will not auto-renew. So if you had one, please resubscribe at MikeOMaraShow.com. This is business that we are cleaning up for your pleasure. You can also enjoy special grandfathered pricing for the next 2 weeks to ease the transition and avoid the new rate. So act fast.
Plus, and this is cool, we now offer a commercial-free subscription option for an ad-free experience on The Daily Show. Check it out. For any issues or assistance, contact that guy right down at the bottom of your screen. His name is Josh. You can get him. Email support at MikeOmaraShow.com. That's the address. Email support at MikeOmaraShow.com. For more details, visit the Bonus Show tab at MikeOmaraShow.com or call Rob at home. He's not doing anything. He doesn't watch the news, and he's not paying attention to the trial. So it's that easy. Yes, just give Rob a call at home. He'll help you out with everything you need to know. It's that simple. All right, I had to talk about this because I'll sound curmudgeon-y, but I don't care. And any of the major interstates or any of the major highways around cities, anywhere in the United States nowadays, you do have the it was written about us back in my early radio career, the I'm going to live forever mentality, and I think that applies to these particular individuals. You will see motorcyclists on the highways and byways. You see the oldsters that wear that ride normally the cruisers, the Harleys and the Indians and things like that, and a lot of gray beards out there do that. And then you see the younger kids that are on sport bikes, crotch rockets, and fast bikes. Yesterday, I am on 75, and I am doing probably about 80 miles an hour, and I'm not exaggerating, which is kind of the going route up there. The speed limit is 70. We go up.
Going with the flow of traffic, essentially.
100%. Yeah, you're not. And some people faster, records. Some people. I'm coming up on my exit in Naples, Florida, and I start to move over, and I thought I was looking in my side view mirror carefully, but probably not careful enough. And I don't think in all my years of driving highways, I have ever seen any vehicle, car or motorcycle, going as fast as this vehicle was coming up
horrifying.
On my right side. A motorcycle that, and I'm going to be conservative here, was going at least 100 miles an hour. And he was going 100 miles an hour in the right lane, and he came up on me so fast that, I hadn't even begun to start the merge over into the right lane, but I definitely had my wheels on the divider line. I know I did, and this thing came by. You know, anybody that's experienced this knows what I'm talking about, where you just jump. You jump up into the air because it's so sudden, and I will tell you, when that happens to me, I think about what it might feel like to experience the ultimate tragedy that would happen, because I wouldn't care whether the guy was at fault or not. I wouldn't care whether he was speeding or not. I would just know that I was involved in somebody buying it. And you see these people, I am surprised it doesn't happen more often. Because the obviously young people with great reflexes are going in and out of traffic. But my God, yesterday was absolutely the fastest it had ever happened. And I don't know what the stats are for it, but and I don't know how you stop it, because you can't help but feel at a certain age like nothing can happen to me. I'm bulletproof. But the idea of weaving in and out of traffic, even if you're going 40 miles an hour, you could get yourself into a world of horror. And down here with the oldsters and the way people change lanes down here without thinking or signaling or doing any of that.
To be honest, Mike, with lowered speed of, response speed, as you have when you're older, it's ingredients for disaster.
First time I ever rode a motorcycle to my home in Northern Virginia. I was on a Harley Fat Boy, and I was cruising probably 35, 45 miles per hour down the last back road toward my house. Mm-hmm. And I'll never forget the sausage fat fingers of this bejeweled lady. That's the original Harley Fat Boy engine in my garage. Let's listen. Because I pull out, right?
Oh, here's the right away, Mike. Here's a different. We have several things.
Same box, same bike. And you'll hear me pull out in the Fat Boy. Yeah. What a great, great set of pipes I have on that.
That was fun.
I want to hear it by the drive away. It's important to me because I'm stupid. That's the way I do it.
Here you go.
All right. Maybe I don't pull away.
No, here it comes. Here it comes. You're teasing us. He's gone.
I'm pulling down very close to my home. This lady, I'll never forget, she had lots of jewelry on her fingers. Because she put her hand up like, my bad. And the difference between a motorcycle and a car, obviously, is that what would be a fender bender in some cases in a car can be a fatality for a motorcycle. You see the stickers that say, watch for motorcycles.
Especially in Florida, where most of them don't have helmets on.
Yeah, because there's the one thing this guy did have, he did have a helmet on, but I am not kidding you, 100 miles per hour in the right lane, weaving back into the center lane on a three-lane highway. The potential for that, I don't know how you fix that. And you're just going to have more people that, because one of those days you're doing that and you're out on 75 or 95 or the I-4 or anywhere in the United States or 66 and you're pulling that move. All it takes is one person changing lanes at a time and not seeing you, and you go into the back, and you see it online.
That's the lane splitting that always surprises me because I don't expect it.
Yeah.
If you're sitting there in traffic and it comes straight down in between two lanes,
right,
it makes me jump every time.
Yeah. Well, and in in the particular case of a superhighway that where the speeds are that fast, I see it on 41 routinely. Mm-hmm. And we've had fatalities out on that road. And that traffic is 55, 60 miles per hour on that particular road. This, your hamburger if you hit somebody going at that speed.
You bring up such a point is that you can be semi-responsible for someone being killed by not doing anything wrong.
Yeah,
exactly. And the way that would weigh on, I can't even fathom the way that would weigh on my mind.
There is an intersection close by, and the way this story goes is that this individual was coming actually from a church service and was on a crotch rocket, and a young guy that was on a motorcycle hit with such velocity a minivan that had like three old ladies in it. And they were turning left into a road. I remember the road. It was called William Street. And it's right an intersection on Route 41 down here. And he hit them with such velocity that not only did it roll the minivan, but it killed the motorcyclist. And it caught the minivan on fire. And the three old ladies died inside the car. And that is just, I don't know what you do. I don't think there's a solution. I'm just telling you what happened out there. If you have a kid with one of these crotch rockets, they're not going to live forever if they drive like that. So please be aware of that. And, I know I'm bitching about it, but the fact is that I have to share when something like that happens because it's such a tragedy. You don't hear about it a lot. Yeah. And
as someone in an automobile, if you have a motorcycle anywhere around you on a street that you see or a road, double your careful.
Well, because one of the things I do, and this is people that don't ride motorcycles might be aware of this or might not be. You give the space you come up to an intersection, give a couple of car lengths to the motorcycle. Mm-hmm. I don't care who's in back of you beeping a horn. If you happen to get rear-ended or something goes on and you plow into the just the damage potential is greater for the motorcycle rider. And, of course, watching for them, which I did. I wasn't I want to make it really clear. I wasn't close to hitting this guy.
Right.
I was just starting to veer, and then I went, whoa. But, I mean, he was on me so fast. But at the same time, give them the space.
Yes.
Be aware of that. Whether you are moving or not, at a stopped intersection or on a highway, be aware. I sold my motorcycle when I moved down here because you got so many people that are like, oh, that's a peach, hon. You know, Mr. and Mrs. Habersham driving 11 miles an hour down the road, and then a pickup decides to go around him, and you're on the motorcycle, and you reap the benefits of the T-bone.
And I appreciate the fact that you sold it. You gave me a great deal.
It was wonderful, and it stayed in his garage the whole time. So I don't get it. It doesn't make any sense to me.
I drove it to the jury trial.
When we come back, I want to talk about, well, this is the daycare news or the five times challenge. It is your
choice. Let's do the daycare news, and we can do the five times challenge tomorrow.
We will be talking daycare when we come back on the Mike O'Mara Show. Whoa. Hey, think of all the time and money your family invested to capture family vacays, football games, birthdays, even your wedding or weddings. Recording a lifetime of memories was a commitment. Camcorders cost tons of money. Tapes were expensive. Cameras required film and developing. Legacy Box exists to preserve your family's recorded moments. It's the simple and safe solution for digitizing all your memories. Go to legacybox.com/TMOS and you can enjoy an exclusive offer just for our listeners. Legacy Box digitizes over 15 different types of analog media, so whatever you got, they've got you covered. One of my mom's favorite gifts ever was a video I made about her life. It will live forever thanks to Legacy Box. You owe it to your family to safeguard your memories. Don't let your photos continue to fade. Become your family's hero and save them before it's too late. Buy a Legacy Box today. Visit legacybox.com/TMOS to shop this exclusive offer. That's legacybox.com/TMOS. Now, I'm out of the daycare age, although I have a 10-year-old.
Oh, Mike, in a few more years, you might need it.
Yeah, sure. You'd be kind of blown away how often she brings that up. Oh, I want another one. No.
No, I meant for yourself.
No, for you.
Oh, for me. Oh, yeah, that's right. Just like my cousin Teddy said, once his kids are grown, he'll be in diapers. That's the way it works. What do you know about daycare? What's so important?
I laughed at this. We actually sought out daycare when Julia was born, and we found out it was like within $80 a month for Carrie to quit work and keep the baby. That's how expensive daycare was.
Yeah, it's very expensive, and a lot of families don't get a lot of help with that.
So we didn't do daycare, but in any case, if you are, considering it, keep in mind you might want to check out what facility you use. This was a Reddit post, so it was anonymous. I can't tell you where the daycare center is, but it was picked up by a valid website called KidSpot. And this lady asked for advice. They had a 2-year-old that was just crazy active all the time. I won't say hyper because I don't know the details.
You're talking about this right now, and suddenly in my evil mind, I am playing these horrifying scenarios about daycare mishaps. You know,
yes.
And it's like, that's the shaken, not stirred daycare center, right? No, that's terrible.
You something to cry about daycare center.
They
were trying to figure out a way. You know, you've got all these kids in daycare. How do you slow down this active 2-year-old?
The corporal punishment daycare center.
They found a lady that was putting ankle weights on a 2-year-old to keep them from running around.
Jesus Christ. I mean, people...
I think that's better than the people who got caught putting melatonin in.
Oh, that's true.
Kids.
Melatonin?
They were drugging them a little bit. Yeah.
You mean the sleep
the
aid?
Sleep aid? Yeah, that way the kids were nice and calm and easy to watch.
The people we entrust with the care of our children's.
Yes.
My God, help
so
me.
She did, but here's the thing. They were doing it in secret. She showed up on a Friday early to pick her kid up, and she saw the kid with ankle weights just standing there because he was too tired to run around like he normally did.
And they probably weren't kids' ankle weights.
No, of course.
What kid uses ankle weights? They were workout ankle weights for like grown people.
They screamed and hollered at the daycare center, and the daycare center responded, "It's no big deal, and we've done it before with another big kid."
The people we entrust with doing this, I mean, it doesn't make sense. It doesn't. What were you going to say?
Child development experts say this is not a good idea.
Oh, but at the same time, will it work on a 10-year-old? Because at home, it doesn't sound like a bad idea.
Yeah, it's true.
Well, you know, my kid's doing a lot of working out with Mrs. O'Mara in the afternoon. And, you know, he is already stressing about fifth grade. He has not gotten
fifth grade
out of fourth
is a suck
grade,
grade.
Yet.
Fifth grade is a suck grade.
Please don't say that around my kid because he will freak out. He's already, because the workload
goes up exponentially when you go from fourth. You're going really, you know, it's not middle, but it is kind of middle. He does a thing where he will be going into a different building, and the rules change a little bit. And I think he's aware of it. He said things to me yesterday like, Dad, I really, really, I really see how happy the kids are in middle school that are at the end of the school year. They're so relieved. He's got this in his head, and isn't school
he's
really?
He's too smart for his own good.
He's a warrior, and I try to quell that a little bit. And he's got, you know, I just don't, you know, once you're there. And the thing is, he's going to the same school, so it's going to be all his mates that go there. And, you know,
it's still
please.
The same. I remember panicking. My big one was going into seventh grade, because that's where middle school starts in Fairfax County at the time.
Mm-hmm. Right.
And it was a total panic. I knew everybody because we had the same feeder schools to go into it. But the whole notion of the change of like having a locker and going from classroom to classroom, it's a panic thing because it's uncharted territory. I say put him in ankle weights.
I am not going to tell him my personal belief on middle school.
Which is
my
what?
Two words that I would use to describe middle school and my experiences.
Yeah.
Naked cruelty.
Yes.
That to me is when we make that transition from being adorable little children to a-hole adults. That's when the transition is occurring.
I think
right?
it's even worse now that middle school in a lot of places is 6th, 7th, and 8th grade.
Right.
Because when I did it, it was only 7th and 8th grade. And so that's the difference between you've got 13-year-olds with what could be 10-year-olds. That's a vast chasm of the ability to be an a-hole.
You went to, go ahead, Josh.
What 10-year-olds are in 6th grade?
Well, I mean, isn't
10-year-olds are 4th grade. Fourth to fifth grade.
Yeah.
Okay.
Fourth and fifth.
But okay, so I missed it.
I had the same elementary school, middle school age as you, where it was sixth grade was still elementary school for me.
Yeah, yeah, and that made it a lot easier.
And my kid is an older...
Yeah, Josh, I'm sorry, I did the math wrong in my head.
He's an older fourth grader, so he will be 11 when he goes into fifth grade. That's okay. He will be... I was 17. When I went into fifth grade. And it was, well, it was good because I went to online cruelty middle, which was, you know, very, very
difficult. Can you still not do fractions?
Still can't do fractions because I was locked in the janitor's closet.
With ankle weights.
And a very, very bad wedgie.
And didn't that lady hit on you like the kid from, the kid from Stranger Things?
One of the teachers. A 48-year-old teacher, when I was 10, said, I've had a crush on you since you got into third grade.
Now do Charlie.
Oh, no. Thank you, Mrs. Wilkes.
Miss Wilkes was actually my third grade teacher who
that
I
had to be on. A real name. You came up with it awful fast.
Well, there was Mrs. Housley, Mrs. Pruce, Miss Wilkes. Mr. McGovern and Mr. Marshall. Don't get me started.
We'll be right back. Prusy.
With the side of flip right here on the Mike O'Mara Show, everybody. Right now, I want to tell you about Pesty. Rob's using Pesty around his house to deal with bugs in and around his house. If bugs are even a minor problem for you, well, I live in Florida. We all have them down here. You have to check out our next sponsor, Pesty. Pesty, a do-it-yourself pest control company on a mission to provide pro-grade pest control products at an affordable price. While other pest control companies charge hundreds of dollars and make a one-size-fits-all plan, Pesty makes a customized treatment plan for you based on your location, bugs, and your climate. The best part, Pesty is kid and pet friendly, so you do not have to worry about their safety. Plus, Pesty offers a 100% bug-free guarantee or your money back. Seriously, no questions asked. Now is the time to protect your home from bugs for less with Pesty. Head to pesty.com/TMOS and use code TMOS for an extra 10% off your order. That's pesty.com/TMOS for 10% off, and make sure you use our promo code TMOS so they know, ladies and gentlemen, that we sent you. Take it away, Rob Spiewak.
The flip side. I've been to a lot of concerts. I've seen some really neat stuff, but I've never seen this. This is in Munich, Germany, and it's a Metallica concert. And, you know, you can pay all the money you want for a light show or lasers or smoke, but you just can't time a bolt of lightning as you start one of your big hit records.
Wow.
Watch this. Pretty cool. As they go into Master of Puppets. I love it. I think it's pretty cool.
Look at that, man. Look at that. It was like lightning came out. Imagine a person that's like so turbo high that they can hardly stand, and they're looking at that. Oh, my God.
How did they do that?
That's the most amazing thing in the world.
I found this really cute. This is a trend on TikTok and all the socials. It's called couples language. And what it is you challenge your boo, as they say. What are phrases that you use with each other that you don't use with anyone else? And you quiz them and make them hold the phrase on a phone by their head so they can't see it. So they're trying to match up, you know, like just little, it become very clear when you see it.
You have a video example of this.
Yeah, I do. Okay. These are people doing couples language. Things that they say that they don't say with any other people.
This is something that I say every time I see something flying through the sky.
Plane. Plane. What do we say when we walk in the house separately?
Baby. Baby.
All right, what do we scream out every time we get a notification that we got a package?
Got parcel. What do you say when you see a dog that's like a small Labradoodle?
Okay, what do you do when we make eye contact from across the gym, but we don't say anything?
She does a duck face.
What would we do if
They're
one
cute.
Of us wanted to
they
order
are.
Domino's for dinner?
Pizza.
Anyway, there are a million right. of them on there, but I think it. They're very fun. Do you have stuff that you say to Carla that you...
Yeah, yeah. As a matter of fact, when I walk in the door, Carla go, oh, God.
You don't say parcel?
No.
Parcel. Parcel.
I like plane. Plane was my favorite.
That was... You know? They're all funny.
No, we do a thing down here because Naples is one of the most wealthy zip codes.
Yeah.
I do not... By the way, I should point out, I'm Fort Myers, not Naples. But when we drive down into the Naples
area... You could
area,
move to Naples and bring the average down.
This is true. I could work at that. There'd be a little tough, though, you know, and I'm not ready. I'm not ready for it yet. We will scream when we see... the luxury car known as a Bentley.
Yes.
We will scream it at the top of our lungs.
Just Bentley.
So no, it's more like this. It's like Bentley. Like that makes the whole car jump, and it happens like once every month or so. You'll see one down there. It's
I'm amazing. Not allowed to be loud anymore, Mike.
Yeah, well, that's probably a good thing.
There's a new cartoon coming out, and it's a movie about Ronald Reagan, and it's not animated. It's just cartoonish. Dennis Quaid is playing Ronald Reagan.
No.
Mike,
no.
I just want you to watch a little of the trailer because it
Can
really,
I say, do you think yes. it's too early to say the semi-addled Dennis Quaid at this point?
You know what? He's from the same bloodline as Randy Quaid, and he is way addled.
Yeah.
So, yeah, I think you can say it. Okay. But this looks to me like a two-hour Saturday Night Live skit.
There's nothing a retired governor can do about the Soviets, but a president. Now he can do a thing or two.
Welcome to your life.
I was a lifeguard on a river.
There's no turning back.
And I learned how to read the currents. Not just the ones on the surface, but also the ones deep underneath the water.
I am about to start the biggest war of this century, and I'm not going to fire a single shot.
You're going to blow up 8 years of diplomacy.
Well, if you think that got their undies in a wad, you just wait.
What did the president know, and when did he know it?
What would you have me do?
I want you to fight!
Etc., etc., etc.
I now, just see you're not interested in politics, but I'm looking at that kind of saying, okay, that's interesting to me.
Yeah.
I don't know.
No, you know what? I'll see it, but don't you think it looks a little surfacey.
It looks like a TV movie.
Yeah, it looks like a TV. But the first thing I look at is you see the makeup job and especially the young version of him.
Yeah,
which is probably another guy, right?
Yeah, I think. It is.
Like he's old enough where they can't.
I like that he obviously went to your impression camp.
Well, Nancy and I, you know, I'd have to lose maybe 20 more pounds to play that role, Ronald Reagan? Yeah. I'm old enough to, you know. Well, I just want to know. Like that. I mean, it's interesting. I love it. I love stuff like that. I might take a peek at it.
Would you do it as a stage show and it could be called Dutch with an exclamation point?
Yes. Thank you. What a great title for it. Dutch, the one-man show. Michael O'Mara is Ronald Reagan.
Let's close with.
And I just stand on the stage the whole time, going, "Well,
if you play him towards the end of his life, maybe he doesn't find the stage.
Maybe he's just wandering in the wings. Too soon. Way, way, way too soon.
This is a hip mom who's trying to talk like her kids and also help us talk like our kids. Let's close with this lady. I think she's providing a wonderful public service.
This is a public service announcement. For the last 24 hours, I've been spending time with some preteens, and if, like me, you have absolutely no idea what they're talking about, I have managed to decipher some of their words. Bet is actually yes. Womp, womp actually means I don't care. Mums actually means I'm serious, deadly serious. Giat,
yeah.
Female bottom.
Yep, yeah.
Sigma. Amazing. Ooh, brother, ooh, is disgusting. I cooked. They didn't cook. They did well. Phantom tax when you take food away from someone. Let's dip. Let's go. Peak. Really good. Peak. Really bad.
Riz.
Flirting. Bruh, that girl was sigma. Bet, I tried a riz, but womp womp. Ooh, brother, ooh. Did you phantom tax her? Nah, it was peak. I cooked. Mums. Let's dip.
So, Mike, that's with awesome. That in mind,
good job, Mom. Great job.
You know
job.
Exactly what you're doing. You
I love the British again. Accent with it, too. That is awesome.
Womp those, womp.
You know, we've got 10-year-olds, me and Josh, so we know there are a few of them in there.
She absolutely. Missed a few, though.
Yeah, multiples. You got to have a dictionary. Yeah. We will be back with a brand new episode tomorrow. And keep in mind what we told you before about the bonus show subscriptions. Go to MikeOMaraShow.com. And if you need technical assistance, we've got all the help you need, yes. Ladies and gentlemen, about bonuses, subscriptions, new products. And speaking of new products, stuff on the way, too. So
we're always going, moving.
For Rob Spiewak, Josh Soroka, Mike O'Mara saying so long, everybody.
Bye-bye, folk.
Want more? Make sure you check out the Mike O'Mara Bonus Show. Get it at MikeOMaraShow.com.
Mike O'Mara, Radio Entertainment.
It is all fun and games until someone gets herpes.
Somewhat excitement we have today.
What the flip was Grandma doing at the sand dunes?
We don't make mistakes. We have happy accidents.
I don't like spaghetti!